Walter's on his soapbox today, but it's a good thing we talk about Maryland primaries, Bobby East murder, Putin and Russia and the escalation, our military readiness, drugs seized at the border. If that's what we're catching, think about how much more is getting through. And we get some stuff about Brittany Griner, people shot a year, barrels to China, Drew's an idiot, hypersonic missiles, like all kinds of stuff. So stay around. It actually is a really good one. Again, fair warning though, Walter's on a soapbox. And we'll get to it after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Now that it's done telling us recording is in progress, heaven forbid. Before we get into everything that you mentioned, did you see that? I know most of you can't see that, but you know, AOC allegedly, you know, getting arrested, you know, the Supreme Court thing that was happening. It's really funny, the picture that the mainstream media is, you know, showing you. And then you see her hands behind her back, like, and her wrists are like that far apart. You know, not trying to tell people anything, but trust and believe. I don't know a lot, but your hands aren't like, you're not like holding your hands like that and getting that much in between your, that chain is not big enough to give you a solid, like what you wouldn't miss, what they would be holding
like
her.
The whole small of her back is open.
Like they would cover, like you would, it wouldn't get covered by the sleeves of her jacket and you would see the chain, like no matter what. So if you are that dumb, believing that no chains and all that equals her being arrested and cuffed because she put her hands that way, even though she never walks that way, that's called being staged just to try to be more AOC and get more idiocy out of her. Idiots.
Well, I mean, everybody keeps saying, have you heard about her fake arrest? I mean, everybody knows. Come on.
Well, I was waiting on you while, you know, you were doing your morning deeds. You know, there I was going through the comments. You can't be that stupid, but it's actually really hard to be that stupid. Like, you have to work to be that dumb. In case anyone's curious, unlike athletes, I just cracked this one, and guess what? I'm actually drinking the Monster. Unlike, you know, Ty Gibbs when he had one of that and then one of the new flavors, which I think you happen to have a can of, but since they're holding one of each, you just sip. Yeah, what? Those are called empty cans. I have a hard time believing before they get in a race car, they're taking 9 million sips of two separate Monsters for all their interviews. Sorry if you believe that. The key is to keep their blood pressure and all that as low as humanly possible. Pretty sure they don't need to be crashing because they're all hyped up on two Monsters before they get in a race car.
Unless you're in Iraq, Afghanistan, and well, it's kind of a prerequisite to breathe. You have to have.
Let's talk about Ryan Newman with Coca-Cola. What, he's drinking the Coca-Cola.
Yeah. There's no question to any of that.
But, again, saw that while you were, you know, doing your thing, and it's just funny, like reading the comments. I trust me when I say you would notice that chain would be there. You would see the cuffs at the end of her jacket there, what, at the end of her sleeves.
If you Google it, there's, and look at different pictures, there's no, at least I didn't see anything that would, like,
oh no, there's an actual video. Go on Jay Rosinski's show on Twitter. I have the video when they show it directly, like they get, someone got the camera right up behind her ass, and yeah, hate to break it to you, but you're not missing handcuffs. Just especially like long sleeve jacket right there, you'd see them. And there's this weird thing called a chain. It holds the cuffs together. It's what makes them hand cuffs, not just hand cuff. That if you know, believe
it, you can't fix.
If you're dumb enough to think that's real, you're as big of a dick as that guy. And we all know one thing, that guy right there on the screen, that guy's a dick.
If you want to not be a dick, you need to be more like that Schrader guy.
You like that Schrader guy. Be like the guy right there with the beautiful quote underneath him about how you deal with, you know, gun problems. That'd be your guy, Ronald Reagan there. You know, you're a big Ronnie fan. You know, be like that guy. Don't be like this guy or any of those people that believe that this idiot had handcuffs anywhere near her.
Well, it's funny because everybody, you know, you can tell when people's kids have been around me, they know the name Reagan. And they know that he was one of the three best presidents to ever, well, grace our country.
Surprised you didn't get away with naming your soon-to-be offspring Reagan.
Thought about it. It was there.
Surprised, but...
Well, I had the first name. I was picking the first name. I was like, well, Taylor's going to pick the middle name.
It's only fair. Less chance of getting stabbed later down the road.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, that's how it is. But lots of stuff to hit on today, except for women, because we don't do that, because that...
Don't worry. There's always adoption. I'll get an Iraqi kid and name it Reagan.
Unless it's your own woman, then you can hit on her all you want. We'll hit on everything. Include Bobby East, which I still just, again, find it to be... I find that to be highly sketchy to say. That's just really way too random.
Well,
and it's way down on my, it's actually the second one on my list of things, but
it's funny because, you know, I think it was actually the 5 on Monday.
Homie.
Greg Gutfeld.
Love Gutfeld. Exclamation point. He said, don't forget.
He brought point. The fact that he goes, you know, and these were black people being stabbed or shot by white people. He says, you would hear about it until your great-grandkids were born. He says, but like, this is a case where it's not about a white person stabbing or shooting a black person. He said, on top of that, you take into consideration it's not a racial factor, and then you have a black person stabbing to death a white gentleman. Now, it's not just a white gentleman. This particular white gentleman has to be a figure in NASCAR. He goes, that's a group of fans. You're going to awaken that aren't going to be good. And it's funny because I feel like you and I had this conversation recently. There's a group that's going to awake. And when it does.
Progressiveness will die.
Exactly. Because,
and I don't mean physically they're going to kill people. I just mean they're going to wake the demon. And it's not going to matter what the crazy progressives and all them want. But they're not going to ever get their way because they're going to absolutely piss everyone off.
I think it's already started.
Yeah, gotta love Gutfeld though. Yeah. Exclamation point! Don't forget to be like Jesse and remind him. Exclamation point. Gutfeld! Exclamation point.
That is how it went.
I'm just happy that he's taken over the, you know, he's the new king of late night. Because believe it or not, Gutfeld! Exclamation point is way better than Red Eye ever was. And I do enjoy when he says he goes back and binges all of them on YouTube and wonders how the hell he stayed on air on Red Eye that long. I will give him that. How the hell that started, I have no idea. But here we are. And you got to watch out for people with face tattoos. But then there's elections. And we had the whole, you know, conversation about, you know, them having consequences. I think that was yesterday, quickly, with your delightful cousin. Hello. And people like, you know, this guy. And all of them that are still somehow mad at all of us whenever we say anything. It's like, don't be mad at us because we all tried to warn you and told you everything that's happening right now is going to happen for years. And you told us we were all crazy. Now it's all happening. Do not be mad at us because you're stupid. We have literally had people that do not talk to us anymore. Because we're like, no, really, this is going to happen. And then it happens and we're gone.
Intriguing, isn't it?
Don't get mad at us because you're stupid. We tried, we physically went out of our way to warn everybody to a detriment to our own health, safety, and well-being. And now you're mad at us because we were right. Like, no, you don't get to pull that card on this guy. It's not my fault.
And that's just it, because I remember when we were
I have a brain.
Some of the looks that you and I used to get from people and the way we used to get treated just because our views might have sounded different or might have been old fashioned to the point where they sounded like this guy's got problems. Which granted, we probably don't as well. I'm sure there's somewhere a textbook definition with me as a picture. But anyways.
A psychiatrist doesn't think so, though.
People just need to grow up, because the simple fact of the matter is, okay, yes, people don't like my views sometimes. Sometimes I come off harsh. I get it.
Harsh.
But I'm still fucking right.
No, I'm always, hey, please enlighten me where, you know, it's just.
And when you live in a world.
It just keeps rolling. You know, I mean, about every 6 months we get proven more right.
When you live in a world where two years from today. Yeah, why not? That's safe time frame. 2 years ago, when people were asking me questions, and you and I had this one conversation about, or you and I've talked about the one particular conversation with Jesse and Eddie. When those conversations come up, and I can call the shit to the letter and exclamation point and periods and commas, literally 2 years ahead of time, year and a half ahead of time, there's problems. Because I am in no way, shape, or form a genius. Although some people like to give me that credit once in a while.
Genius.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not a genius. And I'm by far no, like, textbook scholar of proportionate measurements where I can say, oh yes, this is this and that's that, because I've read this and I've read that. No, I'm not that way either. What I am, though, is realistic. I've had shit blow up in my face. I've had shit backfire in my ass. I've had shit really make me go, damn, I should have listened to my gut. When you have a country like ours as a functioning unit with everybody involved, not 30,000 people for sake of conversations and five of them are running it. You have to change that to where everybody's involved, because then there's no more reality. There's no, each person has an individual take. Like our region where I'm from and where you're from is way different than say California,
Santa Fe, New Mexico, Maine,
Texas, Florida. You take any of those states, the Midwest is way fucking different. There's no arguing that. There's no change in it. And I've heard people say it before. Some of the most hardest people when it comes to things like weather and environments from places like Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, I'll say Pennsylvania, some of Ohio.
There's a little bit.
Northern New York. You have certain groups of people who are so hardened by weather, it just makes them great people. Great, wholesome people. You don't get that in other states like that. Now, you'll have great wholesome people in other states. I'm not saying you don't. But there's just a degree of people who's been hardened by the harsh elements of the North and the Midwest that you don't get anywhere else. Now, that may be stupid to people. I don't really care. But that brings me back to the Bobby East thing, though. The degree of ignorance involved. Joey John Jones is right. The NASCAR people I've heard talk about it, they're right. The best thing that could have ever happened is the fact that that guy was blown off the face of the planet. And speaking of that, the second thing I want to hit in that topic is the gentleman this weekend from, actually, I think it was Monday, either Sunday or Monday, Indianapolis.
Good guys with guns.
Yeah.
They stop idiots with guns. That's the difference
between an armed person that's got good conscience and an armed person who doesn't have good conscience. The guy with a good conscience killed the guy. I think they said 7 or 8 of the 10 rounds actually penetrated the dude with ease. So there's a degree of reality in that topic, which you can take that, flip it literally right next to the other one and go,
hey,
no good guy with gun, shit ton of people dies. Hey. Good guy with gun, a couple die. Hey. A few died, sorry, 3.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to say it. I don't have to even describe it. Just look at it.
Technically, for what it is. A mass shooting, I do believe. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that pretty much proves the conscience. There was one guy in there with a gun shooting people. How many people in there had a gun that weren't shooting people? Like, your argument gets disproven
every time.
Oh, every single. The church down in Texas, what, last year, the year before? Guy went in there shooting people. Dude jumped up from the back row in the pew. Pow. Done. Just like that. Didn't hesitate. Shot his ass. Guess what? a lot of people didn't die that day because of armed good guy that happened to be sitting in the back pew that the guy with the gun missed when he walked in. And he clapped his ass. That's what happens.
Dan Crenshaw, you're a pussy.
You know, I'm just, you know, it's just one of those things. But again, we'll get into all that. And we have to get into Putin. Again, this goes to everything, to include elections and all that. Oh,
that's what I forgot to do is look that guy's name back up.
Well, yeah, but we're going to get to, you know, big one today. And then I got some stuff on the border. I know we hit the border all the time. I know. You guys.
You can go ahead and start. I'll look.
Oh, no. Well, right now, you know. I was going to start off with beautiful things like the Maryland primaries, you know, but as you have all those results and I sure the don't, because, then you can do whatever the hell you want. Cause I'm getting into Bobby East and just the stupid of all of that. There's degrees of stupid that no matter what you say, there's degrees of stupid in there. I don't care who the hell you are. You just look at it. And it's like,
not to be confused with song.
Touche. Monfrey.
Yay, all right. Yay. So Maryland yesterday, pretty much everything was on the board yesterday. We're not going to go like to the state legislature side of it because there's well over 150 positions.
There's a lot of people in that.
Yeah. So for governor, we'll start there. On the Democratic side, it's not decided still. Shocker. It's been 2 hours since I checked it. Anyways, carrying on. Right now, Wes Moore is
when you are gone.
Yep. Exactly. Wes Moore sitting at 36.7, Tom Perez at 27.8.
Oh, I got. Leave me alone.
So that will either get called at a later point in time or something stupid will happen. Anyways, moving on. The Republican side of that, we got Dan Cox outperformed Kelly Schultz. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that it happened. I'm a little set back at the fact that, wow, he actually pulled that off. And just so you know, everybody, wasn't saying I didn't want Kelly Schultz to win it. I didn't care which one won it, really, truthfully. But I will say, good job, Trump, because that one was truly a toss-up, I feel like. That's my personal opinion. Two of the districts for U.S. Senate, U.S. House, District 4 for the Democratic nomination, we had another one of those scenarios. Maybe he took over 50% of the Democratic votes. He won a Democratic nomination. Not quite sure why these people can't call it. I'll call it for them because they're stupid. People are scared. Anyways, what?
Keep going.
Well, if you take 50.01%, you've won that slot. It's physically impossible to find an extra 2%, 0.02% somewhere else to put you over. Anyways, Glenn Ivey took the Democratic slot. Neil Parrott took Republican. Also, Heather Mazur took in U.S. House spot for District 1. Republican side was Andy Harris. Then we had our Senate race for the Democratic nomination. We have Chris Van Hollen at 77.86%. Our Republican nomination went to a cluster. Yeah, it's going to be a toss-up between Chaffee and Friend. I don't know. I don't like this. It's kind of like a Michigan situation down here in Maryland. We're just sitting in stalemate. Nobody wants to call anything. Nobody wants to say anything. You got three guys sitting anywhere from 10 to 15%. You got one sitting at – sorry. You have two guys and one lady sitting between 10 and 15%. And then you have a guy sitting at 21.65. Well, I don't mean to be rude, but unless you plan on doing a runoff election, I have a sneaky suspicion that says Chaffee's, you're probably your dude then. Anyways, that's all the federal levels from federal slash state levels that I'm going to go over, because like I said, the other stuff be way too in depth, way too time consuming. It will definitely be, though, I want to put this out there right now, over the next 4 months, you're going to see some of the most vicious commercials you've ever seen in regards to elections, I feel like, in Maryland, over the governor's race there.
No. Sadly. But, man, I've already seen them. I mean, they're already popping up everywhere in a bunch of different states. Just that's all they have.
I mean, any place that's got their primaries done, realistically, could start campaign commercials like that.
That's all they have. That's all they ever have. I mean, you could tell the difference between one side of the political
landscape, that's like,
and then you could see, you could tell the difference. What, one of them just do personal attacks and do all kinds of stuff, and the other one's like, actually, what? Here's the inflation number. Here's the border numbers. Here's crime stats. This is why these bastards shouldn't be in charge. And the left just makes personal attacks and makes you out to be the Antichrist in all the videos and has nothing to back it up except edited video clips and sound bites. Or they're calling Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, white supremacist for shooting a bunch of
white people. Well, see, that's what I don't get, because like, this right here literally can make the case for the conversation I heard on the radio just 2 days ago. And the statement was made about how inside, when you look at parties, especially if you look at the Democratic and Republican Party, inside the Republican Party, almost always, unless it's like certain social topics, they're unified. You look at the Democratic Party outside of this green energy shit and destroying our American economy, nothing else in that group is unified. You have a lot of infighting between Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Republicans, they'll look at each other and say, you're being a fucking idiot. I'm going to need you to change your ways. And then that's it, usually.
There's different factions. And yeah. I mean, there's some, but it's pretty much just rhinos.
But where I was
not
going,
not nearly as bad as the Democrats.
Sorry, where I was going with that. You have that going on, and people avoid the fact that, like this race here between Dan Cox and Kelly Schultz, there was like some friendly competitor, like, hey, you know, you're slightly a rhino, you know, you like to look at things like this. Well, that's just standard, I feel like, election jargon. But you didn't hear one going at the other and saying, like, you're a staunch communist and you want us all to die here, or anything like that happening between those two. Now, there was some harsh statements made between the two people that were backing each other. Those gentlemen were definitely slinging some nasty things towards each other, but that's besides the point.
They can't help themselves.
Yeah. But like for me, that particular race in general, for the Republican nomination for governor in Maryland, that came down to a more locally known name, or just like a commercially locally known name. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They're known here for the business side of the things, but outside of that, mom and pop from the grocery store lines don't have a fucking clue who they are. Yeah, so that's how I look at that race. But when you get into other states, you know, like, I mean, I know here for a fact, I've seen people just outright tear each other apart in parties, and it's like, it's fucking retarded. You're supposed to be a unified party. You're supposed to work together for the same
goal. Hey, guess what? They don't care about anything. Their goal is power. They don't care if they're destroying someone on the other side or if they're destroying someone in their own side. All any of them give a damn about is power. And if they don't care who they have to destroy in order to get it or keep it, none of them actually have a conscience or to give a damn. It's all about one thing. When they can't even get along with each other. But again, we also, during the last time we did any primaries, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, had a certain woman stand on stage and then said that she believed all the women that came forward about a certain old man. So calling him a sexual predator and a rapist and all that, and is now his vice president. So, I mean, again, what? Kill. What? Oh, what? You want? Okay, what? Look, they get some kind of power. Yay, he didn't do it. But he's a great guy. I love Joe. Just called him a sexual predator like 2 weeks ago.
Called him a sexual predator or insinuated. On stage. He outright
said it.
Yeah.
On stage in front of the whole entire world. Literally.
Tried to give credit to it. Tried to give info. Tried to back it up. Like some, yeah. It
was. And then suddenly you're his vice president. No problem. And you love me. So you have no, you're all about women and you should believe everyone except for the people that said anything about him because he made you the vice president. Well, because they made you the vice presidential nominee just because they could pull the woman of color card to get, you know, more people out, even though she's incompetent. That's,
yeah. Well, I can tell you right now, I know a lot of people like Candace Owens. You know, look at her she's and
competent.
Go. I would look at her and go, you're kind of retarded.
Yeah.
You should probably shut your mouth.
Again, those are the same people that are doing all this infighting, as you mentioned, you know, global warming and all that, that, you know, are all about deforesting, you know, so they could put up more strip malls, even though there's empty buildings, and put up, you know, tear down forests so they could put in solar farms, even though, you know, they're complaining that, or we need more electric cars. So they dig farther into the earth to get, you know, lithium, even though, you know, the core of the earth is, you know, magma, which means the closer you get to it, the, yeah, when you go down that deep and you're building a bunker 10 feet down your basement, what, it's not going to be that bad. When you're going as deep as these lithium mines, which is what is way deeper than 10 or so feet.
Well, that's like you figured they go.
It's
like, in the one I looked at for
and
the
and it's lifts, children, slave labor.
130 lifts, yeah. Ski. You're talking. Yeah. Well, that's.
Hundreds.
Well over 600 feet.
Yeah, they're going down. But again, they're the ones making the argument. And then they're the same people, again, that made the argument going to a climate thing that I shared the meme. You wouldn't see it because heaven forbid you could just be an adult and have social media. So I'm not the only one sharing the stuff. So maybe it gets to more people anyway, who's counting, about how the elitists, like, you know, the John Kerry's and the Joe Biden's, them, only they could run around in their billion-dollar airplane filled with million-dollar limousines to drive around in that convoy to tell people that they're not taking care of the environment properly. And you have big planes going with you just to carry your 73 cars to drive there in a comp, like you're telling us, talking to us about climate.
Right.
That trip to Paris for him caused more damage to the environment than I do my whole entire life.
Well, it's just like, they talk about this,
they're
that.
Idiots. They
brought up the two-stroke shit for years. They always did this. They, to a degree, succeeded with eliminating two strokes. I just want to put that out there. To a degree, they did succeed at eliminating two stroke processes and thoughts and all that good stuff. With that being said, I believe in saving the environment. I'm probably one of the people you can't convince me otherwise on saving and prolonging the environment. But that's because I'm an outdoorsman and a conservative like that. With that being said,
have a brain.
I also know that when people sit here and go, oh, two strokes are the problem. Really? That's why when I went in the Marine Corps, two strokes were legally sold. And as we were getting out, I'm pretty confident I couldn't buy two strokes within a year or two after us getting out on the dealership's floors. So with that being said, they're idiots because it didn't change anything. You know what changed our climate? When Trump opened everything up, we did all these well drillings and all this refinery work, and that was that. Somehow our emissions went down. Somehow we had the cleanest emissions in the world by far, won't be touched by anyone else. And yet, we are the ones suffering the most. And it's not because we're suffering for our own decisions. We're suffering the decisions that we've done for things outside of our own fucking borders.
Yeah, and by the way, everyone listening, before we move on to topics at hand, if you look at it, we're not lying. And if you really look at it, China's going to keep, like, they're going to, like, over double their emissions right now in the next 10 years before they even go down a percentage point. We can go down to absolutely zero emissions, and it wouldn't make a single difference in the grand scheme because of all the countries over on the other side of the planet that aren't us, that don't give a damn.
Iran. Russia, China.
China.
North Korea, they don't care.
And they're never going to stop.
And you know, speaking of North Korea and China, side note, doing a little investigating on TikTok. I don't have a TikTok. I was investigating TikTok. And I found there's some very, 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 very starchy differences between the U.S. version of TikTok and the Chinese version of TikTok. They believe in using wholesome family promoting environment on TikTok over there. Their own system, the way it's set up, that's what it filters in and out. The shit you see here with useless politicians upside down twerking their fucking ass off, you don't see that in China. It's eliminated.
You're not allowed to do anything in China. You're not allowed to leave Why your house in China. Why
do we let them run social media outfit here?
Hey.
I think it was Rubio that said something about this.
That's why Trump tried to make it. Yeah, said, what? Either someone in the U.S. is buying or you can go yourself. You're not going to be here.
And I'm with the guys in this deal with China and North Dakota. If they don't stop that sale of that property, I'm done. Texas bound or Florida bound, I'm out. I'm leaving the Midwest because I can't take a risk of staying up here. That shit's going on. I'm going somewhere where they actually care about themselves.
Up to the Smokies. It could be like, you know, Mark Wahlberg and Shooter. No matter what, you know someone's coming from like 8 miles down your driveway. Disappearing
miles in the mountains.
Yes, you know they're coming way, way, way before they even know you're there. No, yeah, one of those type that know. I'm not saying shoot people. I'm just saying get as far away from civilization as possible. Because I don't like people either. And guess what? He actually didn't shoot anyone in that movie. They set him up. So.
Well, he did shoot the one sniper.
Well, I mean, that guy had it coming. I mean, that didn't try to kill him first. There, that didn't try to kill him first. Then it's self-defense. You know, but.
As long as you're not in New York, you don't go to jail for it.
Hey, DA is actually dropping the charges.
As long as you're not in New York or Michigan.
Hey, now the DA is dropping the charges on the bodega guy.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Now.
Yeah, but.
Of a rise to begun with.
No shit, but how many of those have we seen in the last couple of years where they didn't even get to that? So apparently there was enough blowback that they went, fine. Just like the Griner thing where everyone's saying, get this bitch home. I'm like, why? Bet you my white ass went to Russia and got caught with all kinds of illegal narcotics. No one would be begging them to let my ass out of jail and send me home.
If you want an example without having to use you or me.
The House and Senate wouldn't be passing bills. Back. Yeah, I know the House and the Senate wouldn't be passing bills and the administration wouldn't be talking about prisoner exchanges, which, by the way, people we have here that are Russian, way more dangerous and way more worth way more than she ever could be with her drug cartridges that she was caught with. Miss, I was packing in a hurry.
I'm sorry, but even if I was packing in a hurry, where my clothes are and where my cannabis products are two whole different worlds.
Yeah, I'm not bringing drugs into, you know, it's kind of like Singapore.
There's Thailand. There's a whole entire basket right here of clean shirts.
Singapore. No drugs in it. Thailand. What? Russia. Places I am not bringing, like accidentally bringing drugs. Why? Because they will find it.
I go out of my way to make sure I don't even have a pocket knife, the wrong style sucks. Of keys.
and it sucks to be you. But yeah, there's LeBron, like what? Like they're passing bills to help her, and we've had people that have been political prisoners for years. That
I'm just going to say this one.
Remember
name.
When I made that liberal privilege? Remember when I made the liberal privilege episode? Because that's the only privilege there is. Worthless liberal privilege, where you can get away with anything. You can commit, but they'll pass bills to get you out of jail because you're an idiot. But if you're a political prisoner, no. Remember the last time Joe Biden was around and they did political, you know, they did prisoner exchanges so we can get that traitorous bastard Bergdahl, who Drew still said he heard a thing, and he said that we got it all wrong because he listened to a podcast and how, like, what? He dropped his shit and he went to them. Like, where's the, what? He could say whatever he wants. OJ said he didn't do it. Everyone under the sun, to include the judge, knew his ass did it. We all know his ass did it. He could say whatever he wants. And there's people again, but look what side he's on. They're like, what? He's actually you know, we actually got it all wrong. Like, so every single intelligence report and the people that died, we're all looking for his ass. We're all wrong. And then we traded all those people that were going to go home and be farmers and take care of their family. Then we're all leaders in the Taliban, you know, thing to take over Afghanistan.
And for those people who, you know what? No, forget it. I'll come over here and see him in person. I don't care. For Drew, you, my friend, if that's all true and fine and dandy, explain to me how come four of the five people we traded for, Bergdahl are mid-level to high-ranking officials in the current Taliban government.
Helped overthrow everything.
If what you're saying is true, explain that to me, please.
Hey, he's not that bright. Yeah, but again, they're trying to work out exchanges like it worked out so good the last time. But she f***ed up. Leave her there. Maybe then she won't be kneeling for the flag and besmirching the country as a whole. But leave her there. What? She'll see exactly how much. What? She does not appreciate what the country gives her now. And she can fly around with all the cartridges and everything else that she wants to, because no one gives a damn. Maybe she should go, yeah, well, come back and go, maybe. But America isn't that bad after all. What? I was wrong. Why? Because you see what the rest of the world is like the second you leave our borders, when they don't give a especially Russia. Like, they were building up on the Ukrainian border. Why the would you even
go? For almost a year, like literally within weeks after Trump going out of office, boom.
Why would you even be in? Like, that's just dumb. But anyway, back to the topic of Hicks. I keep going on. God, I hate her so much. I literally like just hate. We'll get on to Bobby East. And that whole thing, again, I still find it sketchy. Maybe, you know, call me, someone can call me a conspiracy theorist, I guess, but Los Angeles, all the people in the world that are there, you know, whether they got trailers, cars, or whatever, pumping gas, he just happens to get stabbed by face tattoo. That's what I call him, because his face is a giant tattoo. Yeah, it's not face tattoos, that's just head tattoo, actually, skull tattoo.
It's all heads covered. It's one.
Yes, it's skull tattoo. And then before we could figure out any reason or anything why, they get the guy and shoot him dead. So now we'll never, you know, get any of the who, what, when, where, why, and hows of anything, because he's dead. And they made sure he was dead with how many times they pulled that trigger. Like, he dead.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, everybody, even if they're coming at you with the knife, you have a taser. You should use that. I'm just going off of what all the idiots have said since 2020.
I'd do that. I'd use a taser. Can't guarantee I'm not going to follow it with a punch, though.
Make sure you get, yeah, but I'm just saying that's what all they said. I just find it, again, weird that that happened. I want to know what the hell he actually, like, out of all the people, him. Like, what did he know? What kind of weird, like, there had to be something weird for it to just, big news, he's dead 5 minutes later and then it's gone. Like, that's just too convenient for me to not believe that.
Well, I feel like the dude,
something stupid.
So the guy that killed him,
face tattoo,
yeah, resembles an awful lot, a lot like this guy from Jackson, Michigan.
Apparently I resemble,
I can't remember his name because he's a retard and he's an idiot. I just want to kick him in his face every time I've ever heard of his name. Never seen a gentleman in person, just, you know, I'm gonna put it out there. If I see this stupid person, I will kick you in the face. You know who I'm talking about, stupid person. With that being said,
that is not when a you threat see of violence, by the way, Facebook. That is not inciting. That is just, yeah.
I'm making a very clear promise. What you're doing to this country, I'm gonna help you out.
Please, Jesus, don't get me thrown off Facebook.
No, we're not thrown off Facebook.
And YouTube, what, that's a threat on someone. What, that is, yeah, that's enough.
Well, YouTube can kiss my ass, because I've heard politicians say way worse than anything I could possibly say on this, because, well, I'm not going to that level. Anyways. Walter. Yeah, their government. They're crooked. I know.
Yeah, but they cancel my channel. That means they cancel all of them, and that fucks up four of them.
All of them. So I know.
Let's not go and tell them to go themselves. So you do that, what? Said, I'm going to come to Michigan. You're going to have a
those people. Those people who are scared like that, those people that think they can just have tattoos all over your face, do what they want, everybody's gonna support them. Got news for you. You can kiss my ass. And that particular gentleman I'm referring to, that's from Jackson, that looks just like him, acts just like that kind of gentleman. You know what you are to society? You're worse than the white speck on the pile of fucking shit out in a cornfield. Quoting the guy from Pure Country. The old man, the dad, yeah, that guy was smart. Worse than the white speck of shit that's on top of the shit pile. Because what did Bobby East do to him? What did Bobby East do to his family? What did Bobby East do to his community? Absolutely nothing.
How we know?
Guy was trying to pay for some gas in a highway robbery environment. What the hell? People can kiss my ass. It's wrong. Nobody has the balls to say anything. And the government that's allowing this to happen, whether it be a local, a state, or a federal level, whoever you want to put it on, they're all culprits in it. They all should be charged with assisting in the crime. They're accomplices. Joe Biden, he's a human trafficker. There's no way around it. Him and his administration are human traffickers. Okay? You look at Bobby East. The guy did nothing wrong. He was a race car driver. Drove race cars. Hit walls. None of that ever committed public or political violence. You're an idiot for killing him. Why'd you kill him? You want to take some cash off him that he probably didn't have on him? Because like me, I just don't carry cash anymore because I live in an environment where if you have cash, you're asking to get messed with. That's ignorant. And I really feel like our country is at odds with being okay with it, and they're scared to say anything about it because like canceled on this, you might get this said about you here, you might get implied about the people, not you in particular, just across the board. And people don't take it as the fact that, you know, that dude or woman gets up and minus like handicapped people, paraplegics or people who's missing stuff, amputees. Most people get up and put their pants on almost the same way I do every morning. They may sit down or stand up and do it, but they're putting one leg at a time usually so they don't hurt themselves. Or it's along the same lines. With that being said, why does Bobby East, who probably goes to church on Sundays too, because he's that kind of driver, why does he deserve to die for something absolutely stupid when I stand here and I watch drug addicts walk back and forth through Bob Evans parking lot all day long? I watch these drug addicts go do things, stupid things, come out here in the middle of the road, almost get hit. You know, if they get hit, you know what's going to happen? They're going to turn right around, end up suing the person that hit them because they're stupid, drugged up, standing out in the road. It all ties together anymore in this country. All of our problems tie together in this country because it boils down to stupidity and accountability. Bobby East got screwed because somebody didn't put the piece of shit in prison or put him under the death penalty like he should have had long ago. There's people like that that have zero use to society. And I know that sounds very unchristian-like. But at what level of corruptness and wrong do these people have to commit and go to before you go, okay, yes, this person does not deserve the right to open free society? Where's that line? Because that is a huge problem in our country. Chicago is because of stupid people. You know, stupid people that's running it, stupid people that's making the laws, therefore you have no guns. And if they say no guns equals better communities. Well, let's guess on that one for a minute. Chicago is the strictest gun law city in America. There's no way around that. They have high crimes. I can't say they had the highest anymore because, well, places like New Orleans and Baltimore exist.
Yeah, Chicago still hasn't beat, at least shootings-wise, by a lot.
Not this year, they won't. New Orleans will have them all beat, unfortunately.
Last time I saw the numbers, hell, just last year alone, when the official numbers came out, Chicago was over double.
Well, I'm talking about this
year. Sorry, 2019, mid until last month. Chicago was up over double second place, and that was Philly. New Orleans was way down the list compared to Chicago.
They're way up
this Chicago's year. But Chicago's are up to like six mass shootings just this week. Like Chicago
deaths,
kills.
Though. That's
Chicago
the thing.
Kills everybody.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. But if you're going per capita is what I'm referring to.
Well, that doesn't count.
You have to go per capita.
I'm saying New Orleans, though, everyone fled because of the hurricane, because of Katrina. Like, half the people didn't come back. So, of course, their per capita is going to be worse because they have less people.
But their murder rate is going to be, at the end of this year, when all the murder rates for the whole year come out, I assure you, New Orleans is going to be looked at for the next 10 years at minimum and go, how did that happen? We not see it. I'm calling it early. You watch. Because these are all disconnects to accountability and morals. You got judges that don't have the balls to sit on their bench and hold people accountable. I don't care what the prosecuting attorney is doing. If the judge is sitting there and the prosecutor that's working in his courtroom is not doing their job and holding the degree of justice to the crime on that individual, the judge should step in and go, I think you're a shitty prosecuting attorney. Therefore, I think you should be charged with this. A judge has discretion. Why can't judges step in and be judges anymore? Tell you what, America, we need a school for constitutionalism, because if we don't get it back, game on.
You keep going. I've been saying that for years.
Sorry. Okay. I think the proper terminology for what I just described is, I think more people should be nationalist. I think that's the proper terminology for what I just described.
And as of right now, LA, DC, Baltimore, Milwaukee, and Atlanta are right now the ones that are already damn near past last year's number.
Well, that's my point, though. New Orleans hasn't all going to beat their numbers.
No, well, yeah. I mean, I went over
it. That's before. Not okay. That's disconnect between accountability and reality.
I'm not digging up the.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'll get the other numbers that I was referring to. I was talking about year over year. They were saying that their numbers they're projecting right now for this year and those cities that they listed the other day when I was watching this news segment is that their numbers are going to be night and day, end over phase over end. You know what I mean? It's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. But again.
And as far as people like Beto O'Rourke go, they need to disappear. You're not a Republican. You'll never be a Republican. You're a shitty-ass progressive. You'll always be a shitty-ass progressive.
He's a crazy
person. So quit going to places like Texas and trying to be a moderate Democrat, because you don't know what the hell that word means, moderate Democrat.
Said you were coming after their. You're going to go door-to-door and get their guns. I'm pretty sure the last place you should be is Texas.
Yeah, I want to see that happen in Texas, Beto. Let's see. Okay. I'll even fund it.
I give you, you know, per capita, yes, but again, it's not hard for the per capita in places like, let's name off some shitholes. Let's see, Washington, D.C.
I thought you were going to say here.
New Orleans, which literally hasn't even been covered, as it isn't anywhere near, never will be what it was pre-Katrina by like millions of people that left. Baltimore, D.C., like all of these places are literal, actual physical shitholes that everyone's fleeing. So
people like to add Detroit in that list. So I'm like, course, have you been to Flint or Jackson?
So of course, per capita, you know, because they don't have millions of people living there anymore because, well, the cities pretty much don't exist and everyone left. Hell, look at Katrina. Half of New Orleans is still destroyed from Katrina.
Well, I say per capita because
there's still whole entire wars.
When you're arguing with somebody, they can't win.
They can't, but if you go on actual rates, because there's so many people that delude Chicago's per capita, but they also have probably have more people than Baltimore, D.C., and New Orleans by like damn near. When you take politicians and everyone that works for the politicians out of D.C., it's kind of like Jacksonville. Take the Marines out of D.C. I mean, not Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, I don't agree
Jacksonville with that. Jacksonville doesn't really exist in D.C. What? So, I mean, they still have people living there, which is what's making their numbers look better. Everyone hasn't fled the city of Chicago yet. For some reason, I don't know, and how, the four-year-old's getting caught in drive-bys, random drive-bys.
Well, where was that shooting at the other day? A dude in Minnesota, I think it was. Armed guy shooting, and then he got shot and killed by the cops. All the people out there protesting. That lady's like, my kids had bullets whiz past them. Like, my kids almost died. Literally watched it happen. Young kids. And then they're seeing you out here protesting in protection of the dude that almost just killed them.
Yeah, and don't forget the.
That's a disconnect.
Might have even been the same story where the victims of somebody's shootings, you know, someone, you know, victim of that, as compared to the person doing the shooting that the cops, you know, shot and all that. Like the guy that got shot by the police that was doing the shooting, his GoFundMe was outpacing the actual victim of the shooting's GoFundMe. It's like, yeah, that's what is actually wrong with that. Proves what exactly what I say. You people are funding the guy that was shooting at people for his, you know, for his family, whatever they're going to do with all this. And you're not worried about the, like, you're making the person that was trying to harm others and kill people the victim.
The fact that that guy even has
a GoFundMe. He's allowed to have a GoFundMe?
And the dude from New York wasn't. The poor immigrant that had a GoFundMe going to help him pay for legal defense for a crime that he shouldn't even be getting charged for because he was defending himself so he didn't die.
At least they dropped the charges. That's a positive. At least they're dropping the charges.
And to that gentleman, I'm speaking on experience because I live in a corrupt Democratic controlled state. Keep up with it. Verify it. Because even in states that aren't Democratic controlled, they don't do the paperwork right. They'll fuck you over. Follow the paperwork because they won't follow it. They won't do it. They won't do their accountability. They don't do their due diligence. They won't come back in 6 months, make sure it got removed off your record. They'll let it sit there and screw you over for life. Not just Democratic states.
Well, it just depends on the level of laziness. I'd say, I hate to say it, but it's a level of...
I wasn't referring to your state.
I know, a level of, let's say, good old boys. I know you like to use it for it, but, you know, the guys that just, you know, let everything skate by that are there because, you know, of who they are in the area, and they're going to get voted in no matter what, no matter how much it sucks, just because, you know, how long they've been there. And guess what? That really technically is...
And good old boys are changing here.
It's a good old boy system right there where they just keep getting, just because they, like the sheriff that's been here for 9 million years. Guess what? He still keeps, but everything sucks. Well, not everything, but he keeps running and he keeps getting like the same people all the time. Like, believe it or not, if you don't like the way things are going, you kind of need to stop voting for the same people in, especially when they've been there for decades. The guy was sheriff before I got here. I've been here for 15 years.
Our mayor here is a joke. He's been the mayor for a bit. Our council members have been the same for quite some time.
There's no fixing it. Just blow it up. Start over again. Level Jackson, Michigan.
People talk about, oh, you got to run, do this. No, 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 no. What you got to do is you got to change the requirements. Here locally, I'm going to make this example. I think we've talked about this actually off air. When you look at these things, you can't have a guy that lives in Indiana live down there and be the governor for Michigan. You can't live in Michigan and be the governor in Indiana. That should be applied across all positions anywhere. I know in rural townships, like one I lived in the past, and I particularly that township, I was involved with the board. Well, that township, you couldn't be involved with the board if you weren't in that township. You have to be in the municipality you're representing to represent that municipality. Lady that represents my municipality, she don't even live here.
I think, well, it's like homeowners associations, really.
Like, this lady's going to go bye-bye because we're going to make this shit change.
That's the way I see it, though. It's kind of like homeowners associations. Like, I'm here in Jacksonville, and the HOA board that's enforcing everything, making all the rules, and just being with us on nonstop is out in Charlotte. Like, they're 4.5 hours away, but yet they're sitting here telling us, finding us and doing and enforcing things from 4.5 hours.
They have no jurisdiction there.
Sorry. Now, when it comes down to like my old neighbor, Crystal's old neighbor, I guess technically my neighbor, we're close enough. He was a sheriff's deputy for Pender County. No, the one, not Pender, the other direction. The other direction. Nope. Out towards Maysville and all that. For Maysville, whatever county that is, it'll come to me. But he was, you know, he was for them going out towards Maysville and all that. And, you know, like, okay, what? I get doing, you know, being a sheriff's deputy for that. You know, granted, you know, it's what, 15, 20 minute drive. But, you know, that I get because you're not making political, you know, decisions for everything that how people have to run their life in a municipality and then not living there. You're just enforcing the same laws. So I do get that. Yeah, I'm okay with stuff like that, but you should have to live where you're representing because you can't, you can't be representing that place.
You can't properly represent.
If you don't live, and you could just be f-ing with people because you live somewhere else and you don't have to worry about the things that are enforced in your municipality.
I agree. 100%.
There's my 9 seconds worth of input on that one. Making it easy for me.
And you know, I don't want to say this. When you're going to have a representation of any form, and this accounts for everything. This accounts for law. This accounts for education. This accounts for medical. This accounts for practical. Everything you do in life, you have to have a set of standards to go off of. There's no standards being held against our elected officials, whether it be your local municipality, your county, your state, or your federal elections. You if you're not involved and you don't know who the candidates are, you're kind of voting for anarchy. I mean, you don't know what you're voting for. You don't know who you're getting. It's a huge hindrance in life in a way for society to continue. If you're taking reality and the structure and the accountability and all that away from things, throwing it in the garbage because you're not doing your homework on candidates, it's not good. I mean, for an example, after all the shenanigans have happened, the corruptness in our government here in the state of Michigan, Whitmer doing her shady communist stuff and getting like half of the candidates wiped out on the Republican side, this is how many is left now, right here. And I can look at this. They're all Republican. She has no opposition on the Democratic side.
Oh.
Okay. With that being said, it bothers me because, like, you got the DOJ out doing shenanigans in local elections in our state here, like they're doing in federal elections, arresting Ryan Kelly, who, if you read the paperwork, that charge was bogus. Ryan Kelly did nothing wrong. Just getting messed with because, oh, look who she just happens to be friends with. I'm going to leave that one there because I'm going to get in trouble.
No, don't worry. You're already in trouble. Don't worry. I'll let you know second YouTube and Facebook flag me for, are threatening violent words. And if I do it again, we're going to kick you off. No, you do it again. I'm going to give you warned me for that. You're going to have a reason to throw me off. Hell, we'll do a whole episode next Monday just berating YouTube and Facebook for all the shit they have let fly for the last 3 or 4 years, 6 years.
Don't worry. I had to sit there and listen to the liberal commercials on YouTube.
Two of us.
You will not flag us.
Two of us can play that game. I'll just have to ask everybody to start doing monthly things. You can go on to the Anchor account to do it.
Good
podcast. Yeah, monthly, and you can pay me on there too. But if you do it through, I don't have a setup there. But if you go on Anchor, you can do monthly recurring things. And then we can pay for a website for when they do throw me off. So then we could just have everything on a website and I don't have to worry about Facebook not liking me anymore. Or YouTube, because shit, I'm still mad at them because anyway, they threw me off for quoting Joe Biden. It was misinformation. I don't know about his video. His video is still on there.
Right. Well, talk about different patients.
Like you said, the same thing. Like I quoted his speech. What? It's right here. What? Da-da, there's the link. What? You got to say it. Bet you didn't flag him. Oh, wait.
Because he's one of you. Oh.
It's because he's an idiot. But that gets us on to, more corruptness. And again, all that we always say at elections, whether it's the energy thing going on, prices of every, inflation, which by the way is way higher than 9.1. I'm afraid what the real number is, if that's what they're telling us is 9.1 when everything's up like over 100%, like eggs. At least the big five dozen thing is up over 100%. It's like doubled.
Well,
and price and 9.1. What? There's so many things that are up 20, 30, 50, 100%, 200%. Like, and you're telling me it's up inflation rate 9.1.
It's just like last week, we talked about the CPI.
No, it's not.
We,
and then we saw the PPI, and the PPI numbers. Don't forget those came out too.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we've seen the CPI. That was 9.1, I think. The PPI, which is production cost, that was like 11.4, I think. I'm like, wait a minute here. Understand what happens next? When that rides out 2 or 3 times in a row higher than the consumer price index, the next flip is going to go because this is going to go so high, and all of a sudden they're going to drop because they're going to raise their prices so high that everybody's going to go,
yeah,
see ya.
And before we move on to the big one, I just want to say again, elections have consequences, and all of you people can keep saying, I said it on I said it on the short earlier the other day, and I'm getting it out of my mouth now before he goes on another 20-minute tirade.
It won't be that
He's had a long week. He deals with idiots all the time, you know. There's only so much stupid, and well, this is his release point for the world. But
this is what keeps people at Legion.
There might be inflation around the world, but our year, there's 11 or so countries worse than us. A lot of them are in war zones. A lot of them are in war zones or in literal socialist dumps. And the rest,
or in third world
regions, their total inflation rate isn't nearly as high as just our year-to-year jump. Our U.S. dollar, our U.S. inflation goes up, our U.S. dollar goes down, where the world currency, which means their inflation numbers are going to go up just from that, because we are what they base the world currency on, the U.S. dollar, our value, because it was the highest. So when we get bad, that means their stuff's going to go up too. Like, so we're causing a lot of their problems, and holy God, our year-to-year increase is still lower than all but like 11, like it's still higher than all but 11 countries. So it's just our year-to-year change is higher than where they're still at. So, please tell me, like, it's happening all over the world. Yeah, because of our dollar. But there's some things happen, all that. Yes, our dollar. Why are we this much higher than everyone else?
Yeah. Everyone. You know, I know why Russia's getting rich and we're hurting? Because guess what's happening currently as we speak? That nobody's opening their eyes to.
Joe Biden currently sold 6 million barrels of our oil reserve to China. Oh, we're not allowed to talk about that, are we?
Well, what I was going to say, though, is look what Russia did when all this went down. What did they start requiring on their fuel, their oil? No longer in what? Not the U.S. dollars no more. They want it in
yen
or rubles. That's the two their options. So it's like that alone, that right there, it sets up the point of what I'm going to say to be 100% accurate. You have to be involved in elections. Elections mean everything. There's consequences for not being involved in your elections. And two, it's your, how was it worded? I've heard it in speeches before. I'm trying to think of the way it was worded. It's your constitutional requirement. I say this the best way I can. I'm paraphrasing. I can't remember exactly how I've been heard it said in speeches, but it's almost like a constitutional requirement on your behalf for you to stand up and say, you as a politician are here and we're going to elect you to represent our views. Should you not be able to do it, we, with voting, will remove you. You will be fired.
Hey, remember.
But the problem is that constitutional mindset and go ahead.
No, keep going. They put their
the constitutional mindset and framing behind that has to be there. And it's gone. People are attacking that. And as much as I hate liberals and as much as I don't like the way they do things, I say they're stupid, they're actually really, really smart because they know what foundations to attack to change the base of everything. They change your views on saying, like AOC, for example, 30 years ago, a politician would have encountered her and would have been like, you need help. You need go.
They own the language game.
They've attacked the constitutional mindsets and base of everything. That's why they're winning.
No, they do that, but they play, you know, they know how to word everything perfectly to make people go, yeah, I'm for that too. Even though they're not actually doing any of that, they're actually destroying everything that was built on, but they know how to word everything to make idiots fall in line because most people don't actually read anything or give a damn. And everyone on Capitol Hill forgets that when they get there, they do this thing where you go like this. And then you go like this, and you swear to, you know, uphold. It's that document.
Yep, that little book. Oh, sorry, wrong book. That little book that you use. I don't have it down here, but it looks roughly something like this. You kind of put your hand
here.
You know,
here we'll go to the Marine Corps. What?
There you go.
The green bubble of the Marine Corps. Still got one of those. Yeah, but they swear to uphold that, and none of them do. They all just do whatever the hell they want, really, for the most part, and that's across the board. Yeah, on both sides. Both the sides have a lot of people that don't give a goddamn and forgot all of those things, but the liberals own the language game, And they put whatever it was to make everything sound bad, no matter what it is, they could take one thing and most people don't give a damn because most people are like Drew and get mad at me when I say, well, I'm reading this bill. I don't know why it doesn't affect, like it doesn't directly affect you.
When I argue with people like you, like, Drew, read the bill. I know what I'm talking about. I've also lived life. I've lost my ass. And that's all I got to tell them.
I was like, why? Well, it doesn't affect you. Like, so gas prices don't affect me. Gun legislation doesn't affect. How they're going to save the problem with this baby formula thing. What that? Like, I'm sorry, but I want to know when they say they're going to do it. I want to read it and see what they're actually doing, if anything.
Well, we've lost.
Or if it's just a bunch of words, like most of it.
There it is. That's it right there. Because here in Michigan, there's less formula available now than there was a month ago.
Gas doesn't affect me. I don't know why you care. Well, sorry, Drew. Some of us are on a fixed thing. I get as much gas as I want. Some of us. Include people way worse off than me that are seniors and can't afford all the food and gas that they want, you narcissistic pipe. That's the difference between conservatives and what the Democrats have turned into. They're all narcissists and only care about me. And real, actual, honest people on the right, conservatives actually give a damn about the whole world as a whole because we don't want to see anyone suffer or be screwed. We just want people to follow the law.
Well, it sucks because you can't even
live up to their oath.
Change the base of everything to the degree so bad
the people are
like tough. Me personally, I can't even go, you know what, my thank kids you. Growing up they're never gonna have a cell phone.
Thank you, public education.
Yeah, they're never gonna have a cell phone. I can't even do that. You know why I want to do that? Because if you make a kid have to do things the proper way and make them have to go out of their way to seek a payphone to reach out to make sure people knows what's going on, you're teaching them accountability. Hey, responsibility.
Shit, Drew is that to way do that, now.
You're wrong.
Look at, hey, Drew had to do that. He had to borrow our DVD player just so we could watch Harry Potter because his parents kept everything locked up. Guess what? Look what he is now. What? You're an actual idiot. Like, you're all, what? I had to bust my ass to get where I am. So now you're trying to hand everything. So you busted your ass to get everything you have, and now you're trying to just hand it over to everyone else for free without having to get anything. Like, you're actually ass backwards. You're talking about how you bust your ass to get everything and how hard you work and you deserve it. But you're also saying that people that don't do anything deserve it just as much when you're paying for it. Just like with the crack pipes thing. Guess what? It was real. Your taxpayer dollars are going for it. You know what? It doesn't affect me.
They'd all shit their pants if I was out there.
I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It's like, so what you're saying is it's okay for them to be taking your tax dollars. You might as well be buying the guy their next hit.
And as a matter of fact,
because if it wasn't for you, they wouldn't have clean crack pipes and syringes to take that next hit. So you might as well be feeding their drug.
It does affect Drew. Drew's an idiot. It does affect him. And I'll tell you why.
He's an idiot.
Here's how this affects Drew. People like him that live out in those states, they sit there. They're like, okay, safe space, this, that. You can go to these locations. You're okay to do your drugs there, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you what you're doing. Just like racism, bringing it up, the more you bring it up, you're normalizing it.
And you're feeding cartels. You're putting food on
that. And by doing that, you're also destroying the security of our nation.
And foreign entities that are supplying said drugs.
The more of those drugs that are used, what's happening, Ski? What's eroding more and more every day?
I don't know. Everything. And you name it.
Well, obviously,
our moral compass. Our moral compass.
Well, that's what I was going to go with. The moral compass of our country, the temperature like that, the moral temperature, and our border is eroding daily.
Our level of
hourly, minutely. I mean, you take your chance. You probably even go by the second. It's probably eroding. Both of them erode by the second. And it's the guy from Black Rifle Coffee Company. You hear about him getting slammed all the time. This, that, and everything. But from other people, I'm different than you. You're different than Hannah. Hannah's different than Taylor. Taylor's different than my mom. Everybody is different, no matter how you look at it. Now, mentally, you and I are probably aligned between our two brains more than most people are, because obviously we've been in situations where we had to be. But when people mentally and intellectually are more aligned on a moral basis, the community is better. Without that moral foundation from parents, from a mom and a dad, woman, man, mother, father, I don't care about all the other shit. If you don't have that, it's no good. An example is cities like Chicago. You look at your crime rates and find out how many families are fatherless. I have a feeling the higher the number of fatherless families, the more those areas are going to have horrible crime rates and shitty morals. I could be wrong on that, but that's my personal experience, what I've seen in this country. Now you go outside this country, that's been proving true. You and I could probably list 100 countries off the top of our two heads that would prove that statement 100% true without argument.
Probably.
Sit here and you hear this shit.
If we, I was just doing math. If you break it down, 0.05 border apprehensions every second of the year. So literally in.
So every 2 seconds is an arrest. Every 2 seconds.
Yeah, 0.05. And that's just
the ones they're actually apprehending. That's not the ones that they know that are getting away. The ones that they don't know about that are getting away. Oh, it's probably one every half a second.
Yeah, but we'll get to hit on some of that here. Let's get into all this Putin stuff before, you know, and then I just went and closed that after all that. But hey, what? No, we're going to finish on the border stuff just because it drives me nuts. But yeah, like no matter what, we told you this 2019, I told you this 2020, I argued with Drew and he told me I was crazy and all hell wouldn't break loose. But guess what? Literally, the second all like this happened, look at Israel and Palestine, and all hell broke loose. Look what Russia was doing to them. Look at China threatening Taiwan. Look at North Korea and missiles. Look at Iran and nukes. Like all of these things, you know, keep happening. What we all told you was going to happen. But here's the big one before he goes on to his, because he's on a roll.
Well, I was going to repeat what you said a week and a half ago.
What?
You said a week and a half ago.
Go yourself. I say that a lot.
We were talking about all this shit happening in the Middle East and Eastern Europe. You and I were talking about it, and you said, and I agree 100% with you, a lot of this has to do with the climate that was created in 2015. A couple things happened over in that area in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Iran nuke deal.
Which is a garbage pile of it.
Benghazi.
Don't want to talk about it.
I'm just saying, like that time frame, right there, that time frame, that area, those regions right there was not a very good time frame. And now it was said then, it was said again in 2018, it was said again in 2019. And here it is, 2020, July 20th, 2022, July 20th. Here we are feeling the effects of that 2015 nuclear deal. Nothing that involves Iran and nuclear in the conversation together is positive or conducive.
And the guy currently in power in Israel said, yeah, what? Let them try. Let them try.
They will kill him. Like, if Iran gets it done between now and November,
Israel will shoot every missile they have. That they exactly. Will.
The guy that's in charge right now will blow them up.
But anyway, all I'm gonna say about if that's true. That's a whole nother topic. Well, we can talk about that all week, all day, next week. But
people can say what they want. Lapid, if they screw around and do something between now and when the election happens, Lapid will blow them to pieces.
And yeah. And really the whole thing with Putin, like, because you probably have way more stuff than I do. My big thing, again, minus elections, and we were right. I don't get very many takeaways from my ex-wife, but literally one of the last things she ever said to me before she left, I think it was the day of, maybe the day, I don't know, day before, day of, last thing that came out of her mouth is, Jesse, it's not that you always think you're right. It's in the end, somehow you always end up being right. I don't know how to live with that. I don't know. Maybe you should think, bitch, which probably wasn't the nicest response, but people say, like, you should hear, like, everyone looks at me funny when, like, Terry's talking. I tell her to shut the fuck up or something. Like, what? She opens her mouth. I can't help what? You know, but, that's like me. You know.
Okay.
We should, you know, like, it's not, I think, I read, knowledge, I try to understand everything, you know, so I know what the fuck's going on, so I can actually make informed, educated decisions, but this started back under Obama. What I'm going to talk about, well, 15. Yeah, but what I'm going to talk about, I thought Benghazi was 2011. Yeah, Benghazi, was it? I don't know. I thought it was 2011. My brain could, yeah, because they were running to doing the re-election
stuff. Yeah, but I'm talking about 2015, though, was all that came up, and she was.
I know, I'm just, yeah, but it started before even that. when we were still in, or very close after, when they started buying out people's contracts to get them out of the Marine Corps. I could just imagine what they were doing in all the other branches. And before Trump got in, I think our readiness was down to its lowest since before we got drug into World War II, because they just let everything fall to shit. And guess what? I was there working on the shit. I was there giving people tools for the shit. It was shit. It was pretty.
I think it was World War I.
Whatever. It absolutely sucked. And now on top of it, we're doing all of this, you know, teaching people pronouns, and we have to worry about people's feelings, and we're more worried about, you know, transgenders and kicking people out because they didn't get vaccinated or they have tattoos that, you know, heaven forbid, you know, and the rest of the world is scaling up and doing everything. And no matter what anyone tries to say, no matter what side they're on, no matter who the fuck they are, breathe in, breathe out. No matter what, Putin's pretty much said that no matter what the hell we do, it's all an escalation. And still, we're worried about that. And they're still talking about that on news and stuff about, you know, pronouns and how we're doing this and getting, you know, white rage out of the military and destroying the ranks of people that actually know how to fight wars. And when Vladimir Putin has literally said, what this is leading, what this means war, like no matter what we do, remember, we were saying this. Well, Mr. What, these are meant to be deterrents to stop him from invading Putin, which then turned into when he did, oh, they were never meant to deter him. But, you know, this wasn't going to stop him from doing anything. And we still did nothing, and we still are doing nothing. And no matter what we do, it's going to lead to world war everything, because Iran's on their side, China's on their side. A lot of bad people are on their side, and this is not going to end well. And all we have is a bunch of pussies in the country and in the military, which means we're all screwed. And my cripple ass is not going to be physically capable of going over there to save anybody. And for love of God, maybe we could go back and hear it today. For love of God, like, we're screwed, because like anyone that knew what the hell they were doing, or anyone that has a brain, just look at Afghanistan. Argue me. I'll pull a Crowder on that one.
But you and I can't go in.
Prove me wrong.
I'll tell you why.
I'll Crowder that one. What? I will argue with you on what, that Afghanistan was sheer incompetence and stupidity. Prove me wrong. I will argue anyone on that category. And I already did a certain someone. He doesn't talk to me anymore. Like,
anyone that wants to tell us Iraq was a complete failure, I will invite you, pay for your plane ticket. I'll even get you a hotel for the night. Come tell me that to my face.
That's what a president should be doing. In Afghanistan, like, nothing for 10 days. What? And then they all had to testify, all the generals and all. What? No, we really didn't hear from him for 10 days. Like, Joe went and hid. Didn't give anyone orders. Didn't do anything. Because at the moment,
McKenzie was questioned. McKenzie was going to answer, honestly, whether it was good for him or bad for him. He answered honest. I can't say the same for Numb Nuts and Smilly. Millie
and Austin. Lloyd Austin was just, and then Millie was there to save his ass, because Lloyd Austin actually is incompetent to do the job of that. That's why we don't give people jobs just based on who or what they are, because it's very bad. But this is very bad for us as a country, and it's going to lead to something very bad. And we don't have anyone with any brains in between their ears to actually do anything about it, which is why it just keeps getting worse. And they're like, we didn't know that China had hypersonic missiles, or North Korea, that caught us off guard. Like, yeah, well, we have great intelligence. What? You missed Afghanistan, you missed that, you missed that.
Well, here's my thing with the whole hypersonic shit.
I laugh at U.S. intelligence.
For a lie.
Non-existent.
If they say they don't know, was it not 2018 North Korea was shooting off hypersonic intercontinental? Well,
they were trying to launch ICBMs, but they never actually got one to function. And
if
actually,
North Korea has it to where half-ass works, you can almost bet your ass China has it in its function.
Yeah, but
we need to. But you brought this up, and I want to say something about this, because I'm gonna forget it. You talked about readiness numbers. When we were in the time frame when you and I got out, how many people, in a way, was shoved out, pushed out? You had guys that were getting out because either one, mentally or physically, we didn't meet the standards. Bullshit. You were scared of where we were going. Secondly,
you can't even see it on camera. Stuff like that.
Yep. Secondly, you had them pushing the whole openly gay thing in the Marine Corps. You had him pushing women. No, hold on. This makes an impact. You'll see where I'm going.
Women in infantry units?
Women in infantry. That was pushed in 2011 and 12.
Changing the standards so they could be in infantry.
Exactly. Then that happens. Guys like you and I are forced out, which is honestly, looking back now, it's probably for the best, because first time some dumb would have been around me, something would have happened bad. But anyways.
That's what Nick told me. You're lucky, Ski-Y. It wouldn't have ended well. Well, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Never even
yelled at anybody. Well, anyway, so that happened, and that was the first true jab at our American military readiness. That right there was the first true, here, take that K-bar to the gut. Secondly, the next K-bar came when they decided vaccine mandates on an experimental vaccine was legitimate. Just this last week, we lost over 60,000 Army members and National Guard members. Or sorry, Army and Air Reserve members, not National Guard. Just in the Army, we lost over 60,000 last week because of vaccine mandates. I know people who had the vaccine has caught COVID more than once. I've had COVID twice, don't have the vaccine. First time only took 3 days. Second time it was a day.
Yeah, I got COVID. Well, I didn't test positive, but I sure felt it in my chest. Hand was positive.
These motherfuckers want to sit here and tell me that for me to go to combat and make sure that the Iraqis or I wouldn't say the Iraqis, because we don't really fight the Iraqis no more. They like us, but okay. The Taliban or the Russians, or the Chinese, you think they give a shit whether we're white or black, whether we believe in transgenderism and all? They don't care. You think they care whether you're gay or not? They do not give a shit. All they care about is putting the bullet in the American's head or the bullet in the American economy. That's all they care about. They don't care whether you're white, black, purple, orange, male, female, transvestite, whatever else goes along that list. I don't know. All those people, I can promise you, China doesn't care. Russia doesn't care. They'll kill you equally. Don't give a shit. Taliban don't care. They'll kill you equally. As a matter of fact, Taliban cares a little more than the Chinese does. They actually might kill you in a more harsh manner if they find out you're gay. That's besides the point.
They will definitely queue up.
But my whole point of it is you can't say that our country's good when you're literally, I would be willing to say we probably have the lowest readiness rate since our country was developed right now. If not, we're getting close. We have to be.
Well, Trump at least, put something into it. At least he put money into it.
Well, I'm not disagreeing.
And everyone's going to say, like, look at our defense budget. Yes, how much of that defense budget went to, I don't know, building, let's say, the Wilson Gate, which connects all the way down at the end of the bypass through TT to the backside of base. There we have overpasses. They redid all the gates, like new barracks. How much of that defense budget went to just building all of that and not actually developing anything like new weapons like everyone else was doing? Because I give it, the Chinese the and them do not, and the Russians
in North Dakota
and the Iranians don't give a goddamn about
asbestos
or their building falling down. What they don't give, they're just worried about getting things to kill other people.
Exactly.
Billions alone went into just doing Camp Lejeune between, the Wilson Gate, the Front Gate, Piney Green Gate, redoing all, like, billions went into that.
And I can't even say anything I was involved, so.
Well, look, like, before anyone's all defense spending, how about we actually spend it on defense?
That's the thing. That's the substance. That's just like earlier when we were talking about numbers. If you don't look at the per capita shit, the substance behind it in the base, you have to have.
Yeah, I like it in the most part. Totals, though. I mean, Chicago's like they were almost triple Baltimore in the same time frame. They were over double second place, which was Philly. And then Baltimore was like even lower, like overall. And if we take the major part, if we just take the part of the cities where Chicago is getting a lot of these happening per capita, I bet you they'd be, miles above everyone else. Is just, that's why I say they don't count for per capita, because there's millions of people there and the shootings mostly, happen in a certain areas. So if you just take that part of the city where most of it happens, I bet you they'd be higher than anyone per capita, just because that's where they are. They just have millions of other people that other cities don't, mellowing down their numbers, which is my only problem with that. Just because, again, there are isolated incidents in other parts of the city. It's just a lot of them, well, are just idiots being idiots in idiotic parts of the city. And that's my only stance on that. But yes, New Orleans was on the list. So it was Baltimore, DC, Chicago, St. Louis, not Nashville, Knoxville? No. Was it Knoxville? One of those places down in Tennessee. I don't remember which one.
Memphis.
Memphis, I think, was on there. Memphis, St. Louis was on the list. I believe Los Angeles is officially on the list. Like, yeah, but
Nashville might be on there just because of sheer numbers.
Chicago, Chicago, just by that. That was my only argument on that. Just because if you take the rest of the city out where it's not happening, like LA County, rich people are getting robbed and shot, like in nice parts of the city. It happened, a lot more than it happens, let's say in Chicago. Hey, don't talk about him. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, he married Nancy Pelosi, man. I guess I can understand why.
That guy's not guilty of anything, but fucking Martha Stewart is. Explain that one.
Yeah, I can just explain. Like, I understand his drinking problem.
I was referring to the other thing.
Oh, no, I'm just, you have to roll over and go. What do you want today, Hitler? She's nuts, but yeah, that was my only thing on all that, because it really does, water it down, I guess, is the best way to put it. But still sucks. And sadly, it is on the list regardless, because, and look where it's all happening. What? Amazing. It isn't mostly white people shooting other white people. It isn't cops shooting black people. It isn't white people shooting black people. It's mostly black on black, and no one mentions that.
Yeah.
Except for the people that everyone called crazy. Like, we mention it. But, otherwise, oh, no, it's a white on black problem, or police on black problem. Like,
never mind the fact whether they're armed, killing people or not.
You take all of the minority. Yeah, shootings by police, whether they're justified or not, and add them together, they're like, you can't multiply it enough times to make up the difference in percentage-wise of where we are compared to all of them. Like, we're over doubled all of them combined. Guess what? Also, we are not over double all of them combined percentage-wise in the country. So most of your deaths are, that's the biggest thing when it comes to deaths in the country, is black on black crime.
And the other part of this too, and this is something I personally have a problem with. What was the date of that Uvalde, Texas shooting?
24th, 21st, something like that. Okay. Remember what the bill that they had passed last
Saturday?
Last January?
No, nothing to do with that bill. Oh. Well, I know what you're going to talk about.
Well, no, I was
just Saturday, there was a guy on there. It was being interviewed from one of the federal organizations, and he was asked about his feelings towards it. He goes, well, he says, it's pretty simple. There was multiple things involved. Poor leadership, aka untrained properly leadership, piss poor troop training. He says you can't train something once and then expect that to stick. I'm like, I find this funny that literally the day after all that happened, I feel like it was either on one of the shows or you and on a personal conversation, I said that too. I'm like, I know I said this literally the next day, that how much of this was a piss poor training scenario. Now, granted, you set that part of it, which is legitimate, aside, I still look at it and go, you're a chief of police in any form or fashion. Your ass should have at least been telling people to go in there or going in.
Shouldn't be holding your people cop, back from going
they're in. Not.
Shouldn't have been border patrol guy, saying, well, watch this.
Well, I mean, look where some of them border patrol come from.
I don't care. Shouldn't have been like, you guys were there, sat there for over an hour outside the classroom getting hand sanitizer, making sure your hands were clean instead of, like, that shows just how
that guy,
you guys
that
actually,
guy should be fired.
That shows how little you guys actually give a damn about. You're not like losing your mind because you can't go in. You're all, yeah.
Unlike the dude that damn near fell trying to put his flak jacket back on when they took off. That must have been one of the guys that actually did get shot at. When I was watching the video, because that particular gentleman in the tan shirt and dark pants, that dude was struggling to stay upright trying to put his shit back together. He clearly ran into something when he took off, because that dude was struggling. Shit was falling off. But outside of him, the rest of them idiots, no, standing there like that. I'm sorry. I seen in the one part of it where when they actually had the barricades up and in front of them, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. Five guys in the ready to go down the hallway, arms drew and everything. Then you had the chief stand on the right hand side, which would equal number 6. He's standing there, not in the ready, rifles just hanging on his sling and playing with his cell phone. I'm sorry. If I'd have been one of those 5 sitting to his left, I probably would have either butt stroked him or kicked him and said, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, I just close out. I mean, Uvalde, I just, it's amazing.
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to bring up like,
no, and going, no, I'm just saying, it's like, just amazing.
That's part.
I just find it amazing how it's taking this long for like every couple of weeks. Only this, like, you guys had the footage, you guys, like, the body cam footage, what you had it that day, the security cam footage from the school. You had it that day. Guess what? You could resolve so much of the hate and stupid that was spread if you just released, it's like body cam footage with police. I liked it when that kid was running from the police last year in Chicago. I don't give a goddamn if he was 13 years old or whatever the hell he was, 14. Body cam footage right away when he was unarmed. Why? Because he was shooting at people and then the cops got right behind him and you literally saw him go and fling the son of a bitch. What? I'm sorry. What? Body cam footage. What? It shuts everyone up right away. Doesn't take weeks to release the shit. You have it then. There's recordings. You can watch them at all times.
Well, that's just it. They don't like releasing the information. And the thing of it is, and this is goes back to what you and I talked about before, I'm honest to a fault.
Oh, yeah. I get myself in lots of trouble for, well, I'm not good at shutting up.
I don't care how old he was. If he consciously had the ability to make the decision to shoot and attempt to kill somebody or kill somebody, he's no longer a child. And he is honestly no longer a human in my book that deserves the right to breathe the same air I'm breathing. So either they need to arrest him or eliminate him. And I know that sounds very harsh, very crass, very wrong. You think God would have been okay with somebody mass killing someone and not paying for that? God has a place for people like that.
Yeah, except they're taking God.
There's a reason.
Except they take God out of everything, you know, schools, all that. Oh, bummer. Thanks a lot for that one. But that'll bring us up to the end because I can go on that guy.
Yeah.
And we've been on a roll right now, but you have things to do. I just wanted to hit something that goes back to, again, elections and all that. Again, I didn't send him my notes because, well, for being honest, I didn't have any until this morning. I was making thumbnails and updating titles and descriptions of everything. At one point last night, this dude FaceTimed me. I'm pretty sure I had 2 notebooks, my big ass binder, my laptop on my thing, my phone right away. I was preoccupied doing 9 things at once, so I didn't get to, you know, type anything up. But don't you find it amazing? Again, it's, you know, a quick one just to hit it because we have to talk about the border every week, so why not? 2 million more pounds of fentanyl seized in California at the border and stuff in a giant bust. Second huge one, I think, in what, 2 weeks now? 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, this one, though, was the largest.
Yeah, like, it's amazing how much it doesn't get mentioned at all by anyone because you know where it's coming from. What, we ain't making it here. It's coming from people getting across the border unabated because they're having so many millions of people. They can kill off millions and millions of people. It's worth 36 million, and it's all coming from the synthetic cocksuckers overseas that hate us, that eat dogs and cats, and, you know,
I don't like stereotypes, but I'm gonna say it,
beat their people because they're protesting.
It's coming from those plain-eyed people who hate their children.
Yeah, it's coming from
that's
China.
Exactly what
it's from. Coming from China. And where do you think, like, people say we don't have a problem with the border? Where the hell do they, because they don't hear it on the mainstream media, really, except for, like, you know, conservative, even if they are crazy, some of the mainstream media, because there are some crazy people out there. Guess where it's coming from? Overseas. Guess how they're getting it here? Across the border. Like, we're worried about all these deaths and fentanyl spikes, and we're having all these, like, where the hell do you think it's coming from? Hate to break it to y'all, no matter how much you want to say we're crazy, where the fuck is it coming from?
Exactly.
If they're getting caught at the border or coming, like, bingo, that 2 million. What? That is right there. Enough reason.
Well, and that
is enough reason to close the border and say we have a problem.
That was the first time I did some research on this because I know we hit that number last week. That is the first true single bust in one shot that could kill the whole entire American population. That was the first one. Yeah. There was enough in that one bust to literally kill every single American. If that is not our red flag to say, ho, 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 we need to finish building the border wall. I've said this before. There's only 452 miles that shouldn't be walled. And that's the section down there and the mountains where
there's mountains. There are marshlands and stuff like
the hilly areas over towards California.
You could very easily, you know, build it on again, hill, but marshes, wetlands, you know, mountains that you literally can't dig into, stuff like that. Obviously you just need to have actual people, you know. You can have a post right there to watch, and that could be their big thing, and have cameras around the rest of the wall.
Well, if you only had that, we talked about this before, if you only had that one section that was open because of environment, which is legitimate. But
you can't destroy the environment.
Well, yeah, not just that. I mean, that it would be pretty retarded to go and build that because it would take a lot of money.
Yeah, never mind the money. It'll destroy ecosystems, and we're already good enough at doing that on our own.
Yeah.
But guess what? Anyway. Put a post there. So they can guard. Put a few posts because there's so many miles of it.
I figured it out. I think if you went a certain measurement, it was like seven posts would cover that whole stretch. And that would equal seven posts and then whatever however much manpower you would need for each post. I don't know exactly what that entails because I'm not in Border Patrol. But, and then you would need two chopper locations with three helicopters at each location. So six helicopters. I'm sure they probably already have that for Border Patrol.
And if they got you the put wall, two heliports, put those helicopters somewhere else.
Yeah, all you got to do is put two heliports in, roughly a third of the way in. Put one and one, you can cover that whole four hundred some mile stretch with two locations. I mean, that's bullshit. Don't tell me you can't be done because it can be. Or you could even do it seven posts and have a helicopter at each post. I don't care.
And you'll know exactly where 99% of it, because they still have tunnels and all that stuff, but we'll still know exactly. And some of those tunnels.
Well, if they actually walled it, then they could have their sensors.
They're going, 100 feet down? I mean, the wall, like, they're not digging under it. That's for damn.
Well, I mean,
going through it, they ain't going that far under it.
I was watching.
Elon doesn't count. He uses sound. He uses just pure sound and energy to dig tunnels and then sells the bricks for like a penny. What?
Well, that
doesn't count. He's on another
level. When he was designing all that, he said something though that I remembered when I talk about border stuff because it made an instinct, like an imprint. He said that you have to get below 60 feet to where on the ground your sensors wouldn't pick up something in the ground. You have to be at least 60 feet. Okay. I'm sorry, but the amount of ground pressure, and I know the amount of ignorance and ability in Mexico is not what people think it is. They're not building a hand tunnel over 60 feet in the ground. I'm sorry. The pressure alone would collapse it.
But
mining took massive equipment and knowledge that was, I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. Now, I will give cartels all the credit in the world when it comes to people trafficking. They're geniuses. I'm not going to deny it.
Even drug trafficking. Look at all the, like, if they're getting caught with they're getting caught with that many millions. Think of how much they're getting away with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not promoting it, but they are
engineering when it comes
to that, geniuses.
Engineering. Doesn't have to be their strong suit.
All I know is if we were to put the wall that we were building up and finished with that wall, and then took the technology we learned to use from Israel on their border shit, and the guys in Hungary's got it down. Good luck getting into Hungary.
Because Palestine, you know, was digging tunnels through everything. Well, guess what? Wall off everything.
They figured out real fast how to do it. So if Israel can do it, and what's the other one I just said?
Hungary.
Hungary can do it.
Which resembles my stomach right now.
Yeah. Why can't we? That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there. If Hungary and Israel can do it, we can too.
Yeah, so they don't have a bunch of jackasses running their country. That's pretty much where I'm going to leave that. They don't have idiots. Pure, ignorant people that just say we're crazy. But
get out and vote, people.
Yeah, that sounds like a good ending point. Yeah, went longer than expected. But again, there's a lot of stupid involved in all of that. But 2 million more pounds after they got a bunch of pounds, like,
well, the week before that was 1.2 or 1.3, I thought.
Yeah, like, that's what it's getting through.
So catching that's the truth about that. And I mean, we've heard Border Patrol people talk about this when it comes to the people. If we know we didn't catch 300,000, there's a good chance we don't know about 700,000 that got through because we don't even know about them. Like that analogy was the best statement I've ever heard made by a border.
Just like drugs and terrorists on the watch list. Come on, we caught those three.
People, that's what he was saying. The people from over in the Middle East, he said the people that come through there. Everybody thinks it's just South. No. He said there's people come through there to blow your mind.
People from the Sudan, all over the place. Where are you going? How the f did you even, what?
How'd you even make it to Mexico? That's the question.
Yeah, hey, look at the people sending them. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I know, I'm
putting that in English for people that can understand. Who do you think is paying for it? But that's where I'm going to leave it for the day.
All right. I got a baby appointment.
I know. Like, that's what we got. Well, I was trying. You just kept going and going. I'm looking. Don't worry. I'm looking at
FYI, America, if there comes a week or two in the near future where I'm not on anything, it's not that I quit. I got baby stuff happening.
It's because he's a quitter. Sprinkles are for winners. You're welcome.
Sorry, I was reading.
What's that? Damn. I was just kidding when I said you were a quitter. Damn. Yeah, we'll be back Friday, allegedly. At least I will do some more shorts. So make sure you find those on YouTube, Rumble, Good Pods, everywhere. Share them all out. Everyone that was on Good Pods that liked it, the other shows, thank you. Again, there's a lot of names this time, and I'm not good at remembering that much stuff. So sorry, but I do notice all of you. But like on them, share them, comment, rate them, follow on YouTube, and all that. Again, it's up in the corner. Like, do all of that. It helps us out immensely. I'm going to get this uploaded. I'm going to make some more thumbnails because forbid. And I'll be back at some point, if not Friday, for the racing show. So enjoy the rest of your day. Be good to each other. Be good to everyone else. Use your damn brains, please. It's not that hard.
Yep.
It really actually isn't. And until we meet again, have a good week. Share it out and peace.
Vote in peace.